This is Leroy Downs with the Sounds and Colors Arts Report for All Music Television. It's been 8 long years and finally Jazz at Drew is back. The all-day concert series returns on October 1st at the Charles Drew University campus in South Los Angeles. I spoke to one of this year's performers, master percussionist, educator, and pillar of the Los Angeles music community, and one that we all love, Mr. Ndugu Chancellor.
When Jazz at Drew started, they called me, being one of the local guys, they called me to do it. Because at that time, they couldn't really afford some of the bigger name bands that I was working with, like The Meeting, and I was working with a bunch of different bands back during that period. They asked me to put something together for them. So as much as everyone knows me as a drummer, I play vibes and percussion and all of that. And I've had a band doing that as well. So for like 3 or 4 years, I brought those bands to Jazz at Drew. They've been on hiatus. I've been working on promoting the music and a band that I've been taking to Europe for the last 3 or 4 years. And that group is centered around me playing drums. Even though I do play vibes on some of the music, it's now a group that I write all the music for. So it's all original material. I play drums, and like I said, on some things I play vibes. And I have two of my favorite musicians with me that are sympathetic with the vision, and they have the same feeling and musical direction that I have for this band. And those two people would be Alfonso Johnson on bass. We go back, but a lot of times, as far back as we go, most people don't associate he and I playing acoustic jazz and then the other forms of jazz that we've done. Patrice Rushen and I actually go back to the beginnings, and we've had a lot of success doing other forms of jazz and other forms of music. Patrice will not be singing with me, but I usually have a singer singing music that I've written. Not singing the hits that you've heard that I've written, but new music. So this Jazz at Drew will be the first time a lot of people in LA have seen a band that I've had for the last 4 years. And it'll be the first time that they're hearing a lot of the music that I've been writing over the last 6 years. This music, you know, when you say a trio, people think acoustic. They're gonna be doing, no. In fact, Patrice is not even going to play the acoustic piano. Now, that in itself, for some people, they say, well, I don't think I'm gonna like it. But just as you take some of the other forms of music and they've incorporated diverse instrumentation, we're doing that. Just as you take all of the forms of music that I've been involved in, we're incorporating that. Just as you take the innovations that we've done and been a part of with other people, we're incorporating that. It will be a musical journey through all of the phases of jazz that the three of us have been a viable part of over the last 40 years. But we evolved, we migrated, we changed, we grew, and that's really what you're gonna hear.
That's Jazz at Drew happening on Saturday, October 1st at Charles Drew University in South Los Angeles. Performers include Poncho Sanchez, Dwight Tribble, Ricky Miner, Karen Briggs, Terrace Martin, and many, many others. Tickets and more information can be found online at jazzatdrew.com. This is the Jazz Cat, Leroy Downs, with the Sounds and Colors Arts Report for All Music Television.